Okay, and welcome to the Substance of Life podcast. This is a continuation of our fabulous day here at the HBCU Festival. We've had a number of vendors to join us and just finding out about the different organizations that they represent and some of those wonderful things that they bring to the table for young people is absolutely phenomenal. So I am joined here today with Ashley and Crystalline. And Crystalline is our host. Her name is Crystalline Dupree. And what she brings to the table in terms of something that I think young people should know about as an alternative to college, and if you're not too sure about what you want to do in life or where you want to be, I'm going to say, listen very closely to this young lady, because she is going to provide you a substance of life nugget that you need to concentrate on. I think that you are going to, if you're undecided, and there's so many of us that are undecided on what we want to do directly after college or during college, or some of us may not even want to go to college, here's an alternative for you. So without further ado, Miss Crystalline Dupree, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am Crystalline Dupree. I'm from Tennessee. I'm a Tennessee State alum. I'm wearing my shirt proudly, Tennessee State versus everybody. but yes, I'm from Tennessee State, and I'm with AmeriCorps Vista. That's who I represented today. AmeriCorps Vista. Vista stands for Volunteers in Service to America. I did serve as an AmeriCorps Vista 2 separate years, both in Tennessee, and it actually led to my current job in D.C. A great benefit about AmeriCorps Vista. I actually wish I had known about AmeriCorps Vista when I graduated from college, because it would have made my transition from college to the career world, to the real world, oh my goodness, where you have to be an adult.
Yeah.
But it would have made my transition a lot smoother as far as getting things figured out. What a year of service as an AmeriCorps Vista looks like. You would be in development and capacity building for a nonprofit organization with the anti-poverty mission. You'll be a service member for this organization. What service looks like for this is behind the scenes, possibly in volunteer recruitment for a program that they have, or even fundraising, or even grant writing. And so the areas that I just described, those look great on your resume. So that's why I said I wish I had known about it after I graduated from college, because, so much so that employers, they love the skill sets that our national service members, that's what we call our VISTA members, national service members, after they have finished their year of service, they have this dynamic skill set of commitment and compassion for organization. And they are looking for you. And so we had to establish a employers network, again, EONS, Employers of National Service. And benefits that come with being an AmeriCorps Vista, a year of service, you get an education award. Right now, the education award after a year is a little more than $6,000. Great thing about that is that there are hundreds of schools throughout the United States that will actually match that education award. So that means a little bit more. I don't have to do the math for you. That means more than $12,000 for school. Or you have the option to serve during the summer. Summer is anywhere from 8 to 10 weeks. If you serve during the summer, your work will be a little bit more direct service as opposed to serving for a year where it'll be in development. Direct service, for example, if you are an AmeriCorps Vista during the summer, if you're working in the mentoring, in a mentoring program, you will possibly be that mentor in that program. However, if you did a year of service, you will possibly be recruiting volunteers for the program. So it's not actually directly working with the focus.
So you kind of get an education on, number one, how to deal with people and how to deal with the public. And you pick up those skill sets that you know, quite frankly, you're not being taught these skill sets in college. I mean, you're not going to get a college class on how to talk to people, although I think you should, how to talk to people, how to deal with people. And your mission, because you said they are volunteer organizations, or are they organizations that are like 501c3 organizations that you're volunteering for?
Yes, these organizations are 501c3 organizations, nonprofit organizations that have qualified to sponsor an AmeriCorps VISTA. And that sponsorship simply means that AmeriCorps VISTA is able to serve there. And they've developed a plan for this AmeriCorps VISTA to be able to help them. They know what their mission is. Let me use myself for an example. I served as an AmeriCorps VISTA. The last time I served at Belmont University in Nashville. If anybody out there is from Tennessee, hey y'all, I'm representing for y'all here in D.C. But yes, I served at Belmont University, specifically in Nashville, Tennessee. And Belmont University, I like to call it the Ivy League of the South. One of the Ivy Leagues. It's not officially an Ivy League, but it is a very prestigious school. And I served in the Bridges to Belmont program. And the Bridges to Belmont program was a scholarship program. And it was a competitive scholarship. And the scholarships went to four high schools. It was quote-unquote... there were diamonds in the rough. Some people like to label it underperforming schools. Well, at these schools, there were diamonds in the rough, possibly people that had never even thought about Belmont University. Well, we went there to these schools to talk about the scholarship program, and these students apply for the scholarship program. Well, once they get to Belmont University, a lot of times they were first generation college students, or students that may not necessarily be ready to survive the college world on their own.
So like so many students, they had the academic background, but they were just not really mature enough to handle being away from parents and all of that that's encompassed with being on a college campus.
Exactly. And so the program that I worked in was a program, the Bridges to Belmont program, and it was designed to help them to successfully matriculate through Belmont University and graduate successfully. And so I worked on that program as far as developing a tutoring program, also developing a ACT prep project that will actually go into these schools to help these students, tutor these students, if you will.
Okay, so wait a minute. Let me make sure I got the visual here. Uh-huh. You sat down and developed curriculum, a prep program for success for these kids?
Yes, ma'am. And I put that stuff on my resume.
I would have. I'm like, hey, look, not only did I, but I excelled in creating a curriculum for these kids to be successful. How spectacular.
Exactly. And with that experience went on my resume, and I had several job offers after applying and letting these people know, these employers know, what I had done in this program. One of the jobs that I applied for was a federal job, and that federal job is where I'm working today. And one of the great benefits of serving, completing a year of service as an AmeriCorps VISTA, is the NCE benefit. NCE stands for non-competitive eligibility, and NCE makes it easier for you to apply for and get federal jobs. Doesn't guarantee you the job, but it makes it a whole lot easier. If I can tell you a story real quick,
yes.
how it makes it a whole lot easier. Well, I applied for my job two ways. I applied with my NCE benefit. I applied without my NCE benefit. 6 months after I had taken the job, that I had gotten, the federal job that I had gotten, I got a message saying, "No, you. Thank you for your application." And I went to HR to ask some questions about it, and that was where I discovered that the Crystalline Dupree that had applied for the job without her NCE benefit She didn't get the job.
You didn't get the job, exactly. But you did get the job through AmeriCorps Vista.
Yes, AmeriCorps, because I had completed the AmeriCorps Vista project. I did a year of service. I got the NCE benefit, and that was how I applied for my job, and I was able to get my job.
See, I think that that's spectacular. So when I look at this, I look at not only did you walk away with some skill sets, but they allowed you to utilize those skill sets. So graduating from college, you may not always know what it is that you want to do. You may not always have that focal point of, hey, I know exactly what I want to do. I know exactly who I want to work for. So even taking that time out has sharpened your skills.
That bridge year from college to career, it just makes that trend. Once you graduate from college, you have the degree that employers want, but you oftentimes don't have the experience. Well, AmeriCorps Vista is your opportunity to get that experience. Now, while we are talking a lot about college degrees and such, it's important for me to say that it's not required to have a college degree to apply to become an AmeriCorps Vista. We have thousands of AmeriCorps Vista opportunities throughout the United States. They vary on what they look for in their AmeriCorps Vista. Some want someone with a college degree. Others they don't require a college degree. The more experience that you have, and when I say experience, don't say, "Oh my gosh, I don't have the experience." If you have served on some committees with your church, possibly a soup kitchen, if your church just did something just special for the community, a clothing drive, that's the spirit that we need. That's the spirit of the AmeriCorps Vista, a spirit of service.
And that's something to look at, because oftentimes young people don't look at the whole picture. They look at just that small, minute piece that they think is important. So if I am a student and I am interested in AmeriCorps Vista, how do I get in touch with you?
All right. Well, excuse me. We have a website. I tell you what, Google us. Google AmeriCorps Vista, our Facebook page. Because I know you'll be able, you may not remember the website, but you'll remember AmeriCorps Vista Facebook. Remember, AmeriCorps Vista. I'm saying volunteers, V for volunteers, I for in, service, S for service, T for two. And America, Vista, Volunteers in Service to America. And one more thing. You see, I'm really excited about this. I'm really excited about this. But AmeriCorps Vista, as I said, if you're just trying to get some career experience and figure out your way, AmeriCorps Vista is a great opportunity to do that. If you have to be 18 to apply. It's the first thing. There's no cutoff limit on application, but you just have to be 18 to apply. And again, if you're not, you graduated from high school, not quite ready to go to college, but you don't want to waste that time. I say waste that time, I mean just chilling.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's so many kids out there that don't know what they want to do, and they don't do anything.
Yeah. And see, you got to do something. I mean, it's okay. Relax. It's okay. But however, make the most of your time. Meet people, talk to people, connect, network, come to things like the HBCU Festival, talk to people, meet some amazing people like I've met here today, meet some amazing people, talk to people, tell them what you want to do, your goals, your drive, because you never know, they might possibly have an interest in the same thing, or they may know of something. I'll tell you a story real quick, it just happened here today. A student came up to my table. I told her all the great things I'm telling you about AmeriCorps Vista. That's what I told her. And she wrote her name down for me. And she wrote her email address down for me. And the word violin was in her email address. And so I asked her, I said, "Do you play the violin?" And she said, "Yes." I said, "Oh my God, you play the violin?" And she said, "Yes." And I asked her, I said, "Have you ever heard of Black Violin or Damien Escobar?" And she said, "What? Oh my God, I've never met anyone else who knows them." And I said, "Yes, I love them." And we went on. She was just so excited because she had never met anyone else who loves those great musicians as she did. But she continued to talk to me just about her goals. And I told her, I gave her some names of some violin teachers, great, from Memphis, Tennessee, but now in L.A., Lila Hood, she's a violinist as well. And also told her about the String Queens here in D.C. And so she's going to like their page and find out more about them, see if she can go to some events. But that's about just talking to people and connecting. And it's okay, you know, I'm shy.
I find that so hard to believe. And I'm sure our listeners do as well.
But really, I have been a little shy previously, in a previous life. But still, once I found out about getting out there and just talking to people and just networking, there's so many amazing people out here. And I've met some wonderful people today.
And I have too. Ladies and gentlemen, again, we are coming on the downside of the HBCU Festival here at National Harbor. And, you know, Crystalline is 100% correct because we connected and we met some amazing people. You've heard her amazing story, and she shared it with you so that you can increase your substance of life. You know, as she said, learning and networking from and with other people is what it's all about. Someone may be connected and have an interest, the same interest as you, but you never know about it if you never talk. And events such as the HBCU Festival is a prime opportunity to bring us all together. So, Crystalline, I thank you for sharing your story with us. And I am sure that the AmeriCorps Vista Facebook page will be blown up.
Yes, like our page. Comment, say that you heard the podcast. Let us know, because we coming for you.
Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's all we have for this afternoon. I want to say thank you. It has been spectacular, absolutely spectacular, and I look forward to hearing from you and sharing our next episode of the Substance of Life podcast.